is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA200Z, hi Jeff.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Gee, I hope there's not just the two of us again. Anyways, we're at 52 degrees. We got up pretty close to 70 today. It was in the high 60s. Pretty pleasant day. A lot of sunshine and got a lot of things done. Got some things done outside. And I still got a couple of my... I put a couple of my air conditioner and I always... I probably should have done that today, but you know how things go. I didn't think of it through the day. Anyways, 7-3 to you, 7-3 to anyone coming in and listening there. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. Doesn't feel as cool here tonight as it was last night. I don't know what the temperature is, but feels warmer. All right, well, it might just be us tonight. I don't know. It seems kind of quiet out there. But we'll give it another shout out here. All right, thanks, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins.
KA2VLA.
KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, it's been a nice day. We had senior bowling this afternoon. Didn't do very well, but I kept my average down. And the rest of the day I just wandered around, kept myself busy. Tomorrow I'll mow the lawns. That'll keep me busy for half a day. So we'll say 73s, KA2VLA, we're clear.
All right, Clint, had an interesting thing up there at camp. I had my spot out there in the woods where I've been dropping some anise oil. It's only one of the few lures you're allowed to use lures for to attract the bears in New York State up to an ounce, or 1.5 ounces, I guess they say. So anyway, I had one spot there where I was dripping it on some logs, and I stacked the logs up, thinking if I came over there and seen the logs were knocked down, I knew that there was a bear in the area. And went back up there today, and not only did something knock over all the logs, it knocked over my little blind and everything. And so I went to check my camera, where I had the camera on it, and wouldn't you know, I forgot to put the memory card in there. So I had to set it all back up today and drip a little more oil on there, and then I set it back, and I got the camera all set up, and I triple-checked it to make sure. So maybe in a couple days, we'll have a picture of something bigger up there than a coyote.
That's good. Be interesting to see. There's bigger animals up there, so you'll be lucky probably to pick up something like a moose, etc. That's good.
Well, I did get a video of a coyote the other day running around. Real quick, though, once the light of the camera came, it was at night, so once the light came on, you know, he kind of freaked out and took off, so it was kind of almost like a blur, but it was a pretty neat picture to see. All right, Clint, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is WA2U, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with WA2U. John, good evening. How's it going up there?
Oh, good, Jeff.
Good evening to you, WA to you and everyone on the Black River Valley computer net here. Good to hear Clint and Jack and Pete and I don't know who else might be listening. Had a good day today. We got the lawn mowed, put some boards on the fence out front here in the house, got the generator out, haven't ran that in about a year, our Honda generator. It started with one pole, so plugged in the skills out of that, gave that a little bit of exercise and put it away. So we were pleased to see it ran with the, as I said, it's been about a year and had the stabilizer, some stuff in the gas to keep things from getting all gumped up, and we used synthetic oil in it. So we had the generator since about 1997, but it's a commercial grade. So the dad checked into e-cars this morning, and another net, 72 chew, I heard Pete on 40 meters today. So had a good day. Get a little cool here. I think it's about 50-ish or something of that nature. So Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and yeah, the yeah, we've got a security camera outside the house here. It does the night vision, and it'll do the video and stuff. It's kind of neat. You just pop the card out and put it in the computer, and it runs off. We bought the extra big battery for it here, so I charge it up every few weeks or so. So I think we'll put one up at camp. They're especially handy if you got one that has the night vision, and this has a good swath on it. So you gotta, to get out of the range, you gotta be gotta really sneak up on it. All right, WATU, back to that 73. We'll listen.
Okay, John. Seems like every Honda motor I ever have starts right up, or either one or two poles. I don't know, they just seem to have that down to a science for some reason. And, yeah, and the camera I have, one up there does the video, the night vision, and all this stuff, and it runs on C batteries, and I gotta change them about twice a year, depending on how active it is. So that's not too bad. It does have the attachment where you can hook up the solars and, you know, rechargeable batteries and stuff, but I haven't really had to mess around with that much, so... But I'm pretty happy with it. I like the fact that it gives you full motion video. I just wish it was more frames per second. I mean, it's good for average stuff, but some of these animals move pretty quick, so all you see is a quick blur on the screen. But you can set it to do both, take videos and still. So sometimes you get some pretty interesting shots. All right, thanks, John. We'll catch up with you later and go over to KC2WIP. Good evening. What's going on?
KC2WI, well, I tried to check into the Black River Valley Club net, the Lewis County Roundtable there, and I was immobile and I wasn't getting in, so I don't know what's going on, and the repeater was kind of fluttery too, so I got antenna problems or something. And then I was going to use the radio I have in by my front desk, and went to turn it on, it wouldn't turn on, so I'm not exactly sure if it's the radio or the power supply, although I think the radio, the power supply is operational. I gotta put a meter on it. But, yeah, it's like, okay, well, there's two in a row. I guess that's what happens when you use old junk. You know, I had quite a few 2-meter radios, and most of them were old things. One by one, they're kind of falling by the wayside. The one in my car is a 1993 vintage Yaesu. I don't know if it's a radio or if it's, you know, something going on with the antenna. But anyway, the good old trusty ICOM 28H, which is really an oldie but goodie, this thing just keeps going. So that's the scoop here. Not too bad out. It's still 50. It's 50 degrees. I knew it would. It did feel pretty warm. 50 degrees. So big difference between tonight and last night. Last night the low was 35. So whatever. It's hard to believe it's already Thursday, and of course that's because I was out of town for a day or so, and I got to go back. Drop off a computer or two if I get them done, and supposed to help K2LML with HF station up in Speculator at having an Apple Fest, I guess, in town, so we're going to set up there. So, other than that, not too much new going on, I guess. KC2WI.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news there, Pete, but today's Wednesday.
I know. I didn't come back till yesterday, and I've been cranking all day, and Friday on the way I stopped, and on the way yesterday I worked in Boonville and all that, but so I got like one more day here if to get things done, if I can do it, so that I can drop some stuff off on the way Friday. I don't know. KC2WI.
Roger that.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and have a good one there.
Sorry, I'm on a beat today. I don't know why. It's just been a long day. All right, Pete. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, it's myself. I got up early and got done with work relatively early. Ran up to camp, like I said, and did some stuff up there and checked on the place. Everything seems good. Dry, though. It's dry up at camp. I noticed when I drove past the the lumber yard up there, usually their yard's all muddy, no matter what time of year it is. And I'm driving all them big trucks through there, big heavy trucks through there, and it's always just, like a foot or two of mud there all throughout their yard. And it's all dry. Everything's dry. And the stream up there by my camp is just a trickle right now. And, it's a shame. Hopefully we'll get some damper weather here and kind of get them woods nice and wet. I like it when it gets dry up there. One little spark and could really ruin a lot of people's season and year. Just put it that way. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? This will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, John, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 33, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic? All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is KC2YXN. Good evening, Jack.
This is November 2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray, no traffic. Good evening.
This is WATU. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. KC2NBU, hello, Ray. KC2YXN, hello, Kathy. N2WBX, hello, Dennis. And WA2U, John. Good evening to all. Thank you all for checking in. Anyone else?
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Hi, Pete. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Okay, thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73s. Nice turnout tonight, actually. 73s. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2WZ.